Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's bring in Ryan Wood, shall we?
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Ryan, how you been?
Doing great, Bill. How's it going?
Did you come up with great questions for Aaron Rodgers yesterday?
I sure tried. I asked him about Robert Tonyan, so I don't know if he thought that was great or not, but it was pretty humorous.
Okay, well that's good. At least everybody's trying, I guess, is the best way to put it. I think that Aaron is a cerebral guy. I can understand a little bit why maybe he was somewhat contentious, but beyond that, we're past it now. So a couple of different things. A lot of rumors out there about this team making a trade. Do you think they make a deal?
I think that the history of this franchise has shown that if there's a deal that moves the needle significantly during the season, it would be a surprise, right? Now, that doesn't mean that they won't. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked. They've got some areas where they can certainly use some reinforcements on this roster. They're already a very, very, very good team. They're a Super Bowl contender, bona fide, legit title hunt that they have going on here in Green Bay. And, you know, there's some things that they could do to, you know, you always look, is there need? Yes. Are there similar connections with players who might be on the trade market? Yeah, Will Fuller was a receiver at Notre Dame when Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach there. That makes sense. J.J. Watt's from Wisconsin. He's a Wisconsin guy. There's some overlap there. And I think this is important because there is no trade without a partner, right? A lot of times you've got to find a partner in the nether regions of the NFL, because if teams are shipping away good players, they're not going to want to do that to their next-door neighbor. And so in this case, I think that there's a lot of reason why you've seen the Houston Texans emerge as a potential trade partner for the Green Bay Packers, because the Houston Texans in the AFC South and the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North are as far removed as possible. So that makes a lot of sense, too. With all that said, it gets down to the brass tacks. It gets down to the compensation. It gets down to two teams agreeing on value. And those things are done behind closed doors, and frankly, we'll know if there is an agreement when we see it.
I like what the Packers have and the flow that they have. Getting Kirksey back in the practice field, getting Lazard back in the practice field. If they don't make a deal, do you feel that this team has enough of a rhythmic flow offensively and a good enough team to win the NFC, we'll say? Because we figure they're going to win the division, but where does that place them if they go back to full strength within the NFC?
Yes, I think this team as currently constructed can win the Super Bowl. I think they're that good. Now, would they be my pick? No. my preseason pick was Chiefs over Seahawks, and I would keep on that. I would stay on that pick at the midseason point. If I had to pick right now, I would pick the Chiefs over the Seahawks, just like in the preseason. But I do think the Packers, as currently constructed, can win the Super Bowl. I don't think it's beyond their reach. I just think that if they were to add a piece to help, they're that much closer to being able to realize that. This is a team that could certainly get better as well. So, no, do I think that they need to make a move or you know, it's make a trade or bust in terms of being in Super Bowl contention? Absolutely not. It's, you know, so many of their competitors have gotten better. They could benefit. They could certainly benefit by, you know, what's interesting, Bill, is Davante Adams was asked this yesterday about the trade deadline. He said he had no idea when the trade deadline is. What he didn't say was, yeah, we're good here. We don't need any help. He said he's always good, you know, open to roster expansion and additions. And he even named receiver. He named a few other positions, but he even started specifically naming receiver as, hey, if they want to bring in a receiver, okay. Matt LaFleur was asked the same thing yesterday, and he said that, you know, he said the right thing, that he's got confidence in his roster, and for good reason, because, again, I think this team can win the Super Bowl as currently constructed. It's a possibility. But he didn't say, yeah, we're good here either. He said he has confidence that if Brian Gutekunst identifies a deal that he likes on the market, he won't hesitate to make that deal. So he definitely didn't rule it out. This is not a team that's throwing up their hands and saying, yeah, they don't need to get better. They certainly sense the chance to get better. It's just about finding the right deal. It's a big if, but they've got to find that right deal.
I like what the Packers did this past week against Houston. I think we talked about that in the sense that they kind of got back into their rhythm and their flow. What at all worries you about this Minnesota game? Is it just the mere fact that a quick turnaround to get to San Francisco, a team that really kind of punched you in the mouth last year, that it's an overlook game, it's a trap game, whatever you call it? Or does the Minnesota Vikings present some type of a problem that you think the Packers just, this is what could bite them?
The familiarity is there. You see weird stuff happen in divisional showdowns. I think it was last year that the Falcons upset the Saints in a really weird NFC South game. These things happen, and that's why they can't afford to overlook the Vikings. If it was a random team, maybe there'd be less, you know, there'd be more leeway there. But this is a rivalry game, and this is a team with a really good defensive coaching staff that does not have the defensive personnel to really execute the vision of that defensive coaching staff, but still a good coaching staff nonetheless that knows Aaron Rodgers, knows this offense quite well, and so they've got to be prepared. Now, the reality is, you know, and Matt LaFleur has stressed all week, emphasized, you cannot overlook the Vikings. You cannot overlook the Vikings. The reality is that you don't have to say that about teams that are good teams. You don't have to remind yourself that a team that's a good team can actually beat you. And that's basically what the Packers have been doing. So there's a reason why they've had to remind themselves. But at the same time, the Vikings have lost to the Titans and the Seahawks by a combined score of 2 points. I mean, they 1 point losses to each, and those are two good teams. So, you know, they are a better team than a one win team, not by much, but they are a better team than a one win team. And this is a team that they have to take seriously.
Defensively, Kevin King obviously nicked up. Any update, by the way, Aaron Jones, Kevin King, David Bakhtiari, any update as to where we think they are health-wise?
It'll be interesting to see today when they're in pads what they look like. And certainly I thought Matt LaFleur yesterday was pretty clear in laying the groundwork for a potential that Aaron Jones might not play this week. Not saying that he won't. But this is a guy that, in the best circumstances, when he's 100% healthy and there's not a mild calf strain, that you want to be careful with his body anyway. You want to limit the attrition on him throughout the season. And the reality is that is, one, not the best circumstances because he does have that calf strain. And two, there is that quick turnaround next week. I think that looms over the availability decisions for this week because they've got a West Coast trip coming next Thursday. So Aaron Jones, wouldn't surprise me if they held him out an extra week. David Bakhtiari, just because of how quick they were to rule him out last week, usually that's indicative of a guy who still clearly needs more time. And you know, if that's the case, with that West Coast trip looming, I wouldn't be surprised if they held him out this week. Kevin King's been practicing for a couple weeks. Now he did not practice yesterday, but he's been on the field. So we just got to see what the quadricep, where that is, and maybe he's a little closer to returning. But you know, it'll be interesting to see who's out there today for sure.
Real quick before I let you go, we're going to hear what Charles Woodson had to say yesterday, and obviously he had talked about Marshawn Lynch, and had they made a trade for Marshawn Lynch, that maybe, just maybe, they win themselves an extra Super Bowl. And I said all along that that linchpin was keeping A.J. Hawk. That was A.J. Hawk's best year of his career, the year they won the Super Bowl. Do you agree with what Charles Woodson had to say yesterday?
You know, if you would have known back then that Marshawn Lynch was going to become what he became, I think you make that trade for a linebacker. And I get what you're saying in terms of what A.J. Hawk meant in 2010, but this is you pair Aaron Rodgers with Marshawn Lynch, that's a hell of a backfield right there. So I get that. But I just don't know how that you can look into the crystal ball that at that time, I don't think there's a lot of people predicting that Marshawn Lynch would become what he really became. I mean, he became a dynamic face of the franchise type player that really embodied those Seahawks teams. And I think people thought Marshawn Lynch was good. I don't know that people thought that he was great. That'd be my, it kind of seemed like some revisionist history, but I certainly got the point.
Right, no doubt. Well, we're going to hear from him coming up next. But appreciate it as always, pal. We'll talk to you again after the game next week. And then, obviously, it's a short week, so we'll turn it all around, okay?
All right, take care.
Appreciate it. There you go. That's our insider, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. That's Ryan Wood. You can find him on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they are going to treat you fair. And if you're looking for a new team, a new career maybe, or just a job, because what the market's doing right now has got you down and out, they are hiring. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.